As well as the senators in the chamber, please rise for a prayer offered by Senator Fitzwater, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, who dwells in and through everything, great is your name. May your will be done in these halls even today, as we seek to redeem our days in your world through grace and peace, just as it is in heaven. Today, provide all the things we need to sustain a desire to glorify you, while allowing us the boldness to forgive and seek forgiveness for our wrongs, as you've forgiven us. And please give us a clear vision, one that honors you and doesn't lead us down the wrong paths that only create hardship for ourselves and our state. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bean,
here.
Beck, Bernskeeter, Black, here. Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from the 15th is here. Senator from Cass is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, seventh day, Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. The Senate
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The journal has been approved. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole, welcome to the chamber.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some guests I'd like to introduce.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and your right, would you all please stand? I have some gubernatorial appointments here this morning. I have Vicki Schwenke and her husband, Keith. I have Mary Deacon and her husband, Jack. I have Mark McCarter and his wife, Joni, and Matthew Ross, and they're all here for gubernatorial appointments. Would you please make my guests feel welcome?
Let's welcome the guests from the center of Cole County to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Senator from the 4th District. Senator, do you need technical assistance? Seeing no objection, the senior senator from Jefferson may allow you to use her microphone in just this one instance. Senator from the 4th District.
Good morning, Mr. President. I would like to introduce some very special guests.
I have with me this morning Ben Borgmeyer from the St. Louis Board of Elections, and I also have Derek Winters, who is a candidate on the gubernatorial appointments for the St. Louis Board of Elections. Can the Senate please make them feel welcome this morning?
Let's welcome these guests from the Senate of the 4th District to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 513, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for boat docks.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill. Senator, did you care to make a comment on your first bill?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, thank you for reminding me. Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 514, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to taxation.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. The senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
Thank you. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 515, introduced by Senator McCreary, an act relating to the minimum wage rate.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 516, introduced by Senator McCreary, an act relating to electric vehicle tax credits.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 5th District of St. Louis. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 517, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to Edith Cunane Day in Missouri.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Please.
Proceed.
Thank you. In St. Louis in the early 1980s, a woman walked the street with cold biting at her face. She approached a group of people and asked why they were outside. She had grown up in Philadelphia and lived in Chicago before moving with her family to St. Louis. She would eventually be known in the community as an activist, philanthropist, civic leader, and supporter of social services. She would proudly work in public service too, first for Congressman Jim Talent, and then serving as a member of the St. Louis County Council. But on that day, she was a social worker with a pronounced spirit to help others, and she wanted to understand what was the root of homelessness. Her name was Edith Cunanan, and she would go on to work with the Archdiocese of St. Louis, Catholic Charities of St. Louis, and Monsignor Robert Slattery on her proudest achievement, to open the doors of the St. Patrick Center on January 21st, 1983. Under her leadership as executive director for the first 10 years, the St. Patrick Center launched the nation's first day treatment program for people experiencing behavioral health issues, and over time expanded the St. Patrick Center services to include housing assistance, employment services, and life skills training. Fortunately, Edith passed on January 3rd, 2020, but her legacy lives on through the lives she touched and supported around St. Louis, particularly at the St. Patrick Center, which is now the leading homelessness assistance organization in the city of St. Louis, among the largest homeless assistance organizations in the nation. This Saturday, January 21st, 2023, will mark the St. Patrick Center's 40th anniversary and would have been Edith's 80th birthday. Mr. President and members of the body, today I have the special privilege of introducing a bill which would memorialize January 21st as Edith Cunanan Day here in the state of Missouri. Thank you.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. The Senator from Shelby County.
In just a second, I'll be making a recess motion until 2:40 p.m. for the State of the State. At 2:40, please come back to the chamber, and we'll all walk over to the House together.
Senator, would you like to repair the House?
Pardon me?
Further announcements.
Oh.
Senator from Shelby.
With no further business coming before the body, I move the Senate stand in recess until 2:40 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2:40 p.m. this day.